You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is 8:17. Today is International Women's Day. It is also a day without a woman.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yes, and we're going to find out how that is affecting, especially people in the schools, everyone out there. Elizabeth Schultz is with the Fairfax County School Board. Elizabeth Schultz, welcome. Good morning to Mornings on the Mall. I'm Mary Walter with Brian Wilson. I almost called you Brian Williams
for a second.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I noticed that you're not having a day without a woman.
Yeah, my women are here, and I'm so happy that Mary and Heather Hunter decided to be here today. So you're right.
I know. It was wonderful to talk to Heather and Mary. Congratulations. This is the first time I've been on the radio with you.
Thank you.
Glad that I'm not having a day without you.
Well, thank you so much, and we are not having a day without you. How is this affecting the schools? And the question that I have to ask is, they're getting all these requests. Some school districts got thousands of requests. Well, 1,700, I think we saw, was the highest number of requests for today off. Do they have to give those days? Aren't they just requests?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that you've got school districts that know how to handle requests for days off. And for my fellow districts that are receiving hundreds or even into the almost thousands of requests, you know, there's a simple answer to this, and it's the word no. The word no is, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to bring a city to heel, we're not going to bring a district to heel, we're not going to put thousands of children or even tens of thousands of children out of classroom and away from a free and appropriate education. That's the mixed message of this whole thing. You can have whatever International Women's Day you want and whatever that means to you. And I understand that, you know, internationally, this is, okay, you want to celebrate women, that's terrific. But what's been perverted here is the takeover of something that was already on a calendar for another purpose.
Yeah.
And that's really what's behind the closure. When you talk about you are bringing, you know, families under the heel of a political agenda, and can you imagine having the rug ripped out from underneath you if you're a single parent?
Right.
Or if
exactly.
you're a family that has two working parents, and all of a sudden on 24 or 48 hours notice, your school district closes in the middle of the week and you have no place for your child to go.
Elizabeth, let me ask you this question. In Fairfax County, they are open today. But I am wondering if they received some of these requests in Fairfax County and how they were handled.
Actually, I'm so glad you asked that, because that's a question that we asked too. And, you know, I'm very, very proud. You know, Fairfax County is the 10th largest school system in the nation.
Wow.
We really are a flagship school system, and we're not an inner city urban, we're a suburban, you know, we reflect a lot of different cultures, and in Fairfax County, we have no more requests for a day off than any other Wednesday.
So the teachers then made a decision not to ask. Is this partially because, I don't know what the situation is with teachers in Fairfax County, but Fairfax County is in Virginia, and Virginia's a right-to-work state. Is that part of it?
Well, I understand, we've got Alexandria City closed, and I think that there are quite a number of teachers in Arlington closed. So I think that this has more to do with the capacity of the organization to say, look, we appreciate that you want to have the day off, but fundamentally we have a obligation to children and to families to provide educators and staff in the classroom. and support functions to be there and provide education for children. And if the organization is set up and says no, unlike Prince George's County, unlike Alexandria City, then they have their priorities right, in my opinion. Is, look, is this a kid's first thing? Because if you're a woman and you're staying home today to protest, I don't know what, who is harmed by you staying home? And that is, we've really got things backwards if we're emulating the fact that you can protest by staying home, that you can protest by not showing up and carrying out your responsibilities that you're contracted to do. You know, people can show protest and demonstrate at any time of a school year or any time of a calendar year, but not when it infringes on your obligations to your employer and to those who are depending upon you to carry out your responsibility.
But that's the way protest is now going in this country. The protest in this country is now, if I don't like what you have to say, I have the right to assault you. I have the right to shut you down. So this isn't about, there is no longer any kind of care of how it affects someone else. And the fact that this inconveniences a lot of women, a lot of single moms who now may lose a day of pay because they have to stay home with their children, that thought is never given. And, you know, you had said you don't know what this is about. And I was going to ask you, so what is this about? And I'm glad to know that you don't know either, because I was beginning to think it was just me, that I'm the only one who doesn't know. Do you see this continuing? Are we going to go through this again next year? Are we going to go through, because they got it off this year. Will it work again next year?
Well, this is the thing that they're agitating can only bring attention for so long before the agitators agitate. And they're agitating the rest of us, and not in a good way. You know, a burr under the saddle eventually causes a wound. And the wound is not going to heal, and it's going to annoy everyone else. And right now, nobody's helping discourse or dialogue or free speech or understanding what a constitutional mm-hmm. republic is. If you want to engage in a civics lesson, then be in the classroom and teach civics.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But that is the way that we need to basically demonstrably start to take our country back and say, no, we're not going to allow
you to
shut down cities.
Yeah.
To shut down roadways, to shut down mm-hmm. Transportation, and infringe on people's right to liberty and to pursue. Look, I need to make a paycheck for my family.
Yeah.
I just want to go about my business. I want to have my child educated. You know, I want to earn a living. And you're welcome to say what you want to say, but you're not going to do it once your rights start infringing
on mine. Right.
Yes, Elizabeth.
We have to end it there.
Yeah, we have to go. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure getting to speak with you. I look forward to getting to speak with you again in the future. That is Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.